Welcome back, Internet Frenzy.
Welcome freaking back. I am so excited about tonight.
We have a couple of very special guests on the pod with us tonight.
This is like, it's iconic, you guys. Oh, I can't wait to introduce you guys.
Tell them.
My name is Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ashlyn.
Ashlyn. So I have a little backstory on how I know Ashlyn. So Ashlyn was actually my first, I don't know if it was my first year coaching. I think it was my second year coaching.
Yeah, it was your first year.
Was it my first year?
Fresh
year, straight out of like college volleyball, and I was like, I'm gonna kill all these little kids. Let's get it. Not literally. And lucky Ashlyn was able to be on my team. Anyway, she was my libero, and she started and she played the whole time, and it was great.
I wasn't sure if you remember that.
I will never forget my first libero. Like, liberos are very dear to my heart. I was a libero, so that's probably why. But I love coaching liberos, especially when I just can really vibe with them. It's really cool, actually. Every year I've coached, I have had a libero that I've really loved. So I've been very blessed with liberos.
You were my first.
Like, so much. So anyways, I am super excited you guys are here. This is like a crazy throwback. I feel old. Ashlyn's not married.
Yeah, you are super old. And second of all, it's full circle moment.
Full circle moment.
Yeah, for reals though.
It's crazy. So you said it was 9 years. It's been 9 years since I coached you.
Was I off?
No, like I've never been good at math, y'all, but it's been 9 years.
You said you were 13.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I just thought I said the math totally wrong.
So it's like, what's 13 plus 9? Everyone help me. 22?
Ooh, 22.
Okay.
So how old is she?
22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It has some full circle there.
And guess what? Guess who turns 29 years old tomorrow?
Woo-hoo! This girl, Whitney.
This girl right here. This girl right here.
There we go.
Everyone leave your birthday wishes in the comments, folks.
That's right.
Yeah. Plug back in. I need all the love. I'm turning 29.
Last birthday in the 20s.
I don't. Y'all's crazy.
All right, honestly.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, Joe's old. He's in his 30s. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, okay.
It's actually just my birthday as well.
Today?
I was, two Fridays ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 Fridays ago, yeah.
Well, I literally thought you said today's birthday. I was like,
And we didn't get him a cake. Like, come on, guys. What are you guys doing?
I literally was passed out. I'm like, you came to our podcast on your birthday. I'm like,
committed.
Yeah, I was like, you really love your wife.
I will do this.
He's like, look,
Birthdays are every year, okay? Podcasts, who knows? Whatever.
Well, it's true. Birthdays come and go. He thinks all right tomorrow. It's fine. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, happy birthday. Happy 23rd birthday.
Thank you.
But we're here.
It's all in my ass, right?
We're here. You're still here. You're still on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Survive this long. I can, who knows what the future holds, I guess, at this point. So,
gosh, can you imagine the things that are in store for us, y'all? I'm scared, but also excited.
So it's gonna be different for them. We think we have it bad.
What are they having
for our generation? Because they're even younger than us. They're starting their lives.
Oh, money?
Just in general. It's
the money.
Life.
It sounds true.
Mostly money. But...
just money. Living.
Buy a house when I'm 50.
I know, dude. Honestly, it's crazy. It's so depressing.
Yeah.
Let's all just pretty remember us.
Already done.
We just got real.
We're gonna take a moment, actually. Yeah, it's like
Well, you know, if we do get depressed or anxious, I know a guy.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, I love that.
So yeah, Ryan just told us that he works for a psychiatric clinic. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a medical assistant there. Pretty cool.
There you go. Helping people with depression and anxiety and other fun things. Our listeners will be lining up at the door.
There you go. Let's plug it right here. Let's get it lined out the door.
Oh, that's my gosh.
Because if we're spending too much time on Reddit, we probably got problems.
Hey.
Guilty.
Hot girls read Reddit. That's all I know.
So here's the real quiz question.
Ooh.
Have you listened to the episode for this week yet? It was only posted yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'll give you grace.
And if you haven't, we forgive.
We forgive.
How easily are we forgiving?
It's good because we have to spend a lot of time together tonight, so I'm not gonna make it awkward right off the bat.
Yeah, it's like
the reason that I asked is because we're just going to do a quick recap before we jump into this episode. Recap the Mother's Day fiasco. It was Whose Mother is the A-hole? It's the title.
That was it.
So that's how we celebrated Mother's Day. We looked at all the crazy mom stories on Reddit. We have a story about the husband who told his wife, I don't need to celebrate you on Mother's Day because you're not my mom.
Oh, I did watch that one. That's messed up.
Real or fake?
Real. I think it's real, too.
That sounds like something that could happen for sure. Yeah.
Very real, very douchey husband. Mm-hmm. Then there was the OP posting about her soon-to-be mother-in-law calling her a R-word gold digger. R-word. Remember what that means? Why are you laughing so hard?
Were you trying to figure out what R-word meant? Is that funny?
So the...
I thought that too when you broke down this story. Is it
R-word? I thought it meant the other R-word. I was like, what? I was like, okay.
Give context, because as soon as he does...
It's, yeah, I got to know exactly what it means. OP is very high-functioning autistic. So the person that posted the story is autistic. Her fiance's mom called her an R-word gold digger. That's a bad deal.
It's so sad, but it's just that when someone says R-word, you're like, what? It's an R-word. You just don't get it.
Yeah, my mind is not got it.
Oh, same.
It's at least three R-words I can think of. That.
I'm going to say that's...
You think that's a fake?
Okay.
I'll take it in stride. It's not.
I need that. That's why I didn't say anything. Right? Is that
where... You're like, if I'm just quiet...
If I'm quiet, I'll be like, no, I knew it. And that's what I was thinking, or...
I love it.
I'm gonna make you answer the next one.
Oh, no. Take him plan road. It's okay.
He's already mathing over here. He's already just crunching the numbers.
He let me take the fall for it.
Yeah, it was like, I placed her and I have a better chance here. I was
like, he's like, what do you think?
You're shooting.
All right, and the next one was the story about the mother-in-law who offered to come over and help clean the house for a mom that's only a week postpartum. And she shows up and she just wants to hold the brand new baby and let this 1 week postpartum mom do all the cleaning. She's like, yeah. Your house is a wreck. You should really get to cleaning. I'll take the baby. And then it comes to like lunchtime and she's like, and I'm getting hungry. Can you make me a sandwich?
Yeah, that story really pissed me off.
Yeah, that mother-in-law was the worst.
Yeah.
Actually, not worse than the previous mother-in-law, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah, true.
Sound real? Sound plausible?
That one sounds like the fake one to me. I don't know. I'm getting the vibe. you had a coin flip. You were. Yeah, I was planning on saying that about one of the two. So I just.
And you're just like, yeah. I mean, like, would they say the fake would be the last one? And this time we did. So
So that was a real story.
That was real. Oh wow, that's horrible.
Yeah. You imagine?
She came over and was like, "Oh, I'll just hold the baby, and like, you can get to cleaning." And opens like,
week?
"What
part of
what in the?" I have no words. I would literally die.
Like?
I would be in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, someone, like, one of the commenters was saying, like, OP, you stick up for yourself next and say, no, I'm going to sit with my baby. I just gave birth. But if you'd like to clean, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, would I have the guts to do that? I don't know. But I definitely would say, oh, no, I'm not feeling great. I'm going to stay sitting.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah,
crazy.
Your mom's too nice. Like, I can't even imagine her. She's like a saintly woman. I could not even.
Dude, there's mother-in-laws out there that would. I could definitely see mother-in-laws doing that.
They're all over Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
It's first place to look.
Yeah. If you want to.
Hail some. You want to find crappy people? Reddit.
Reddit, man. Yeah. That's where it's at.
All right. You guys ready for the fake? This was a story about the woman that was not yet a mother. Remember? Do you remember? She's not a mom yet, but she was mad that her husband's Mother's Day gifts were not satisfactory. Like, he wasn't putting enough effort into giving her gifts, but she's not a mom yet.
I still feel like every woman should be celebrated, even if you're not a mom yet. You could be a dog mom. You could be an aunt. You could be, a friend that, like, helps with kids. So, honestly, I like Oki, and I agree. If she expressed she wanted lavender flowers... colored flowers, then she should have gotten them.
So I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
What?
I'm OP. I wrote the story. It was fake.
Did you?
Did you? Yeah. Did you get her flowers on Mother's Day?
I did. Oh, I did. Okay, good job. I didn't think for a second. Like, no, I did. I've gotten her flowers multiple
times. And they were lavender colored too.
Were you OP? ChatGPT.
So I have a story for you.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That kid's so cute. Good job, Ryan.
So she was complaining that he didn't get her enough or that he wasn't thoughtful enough. He got her flowers and a card, but he was lazy about it. Like, it was, he got her a bouquet from Safeway instead of the good stuff, et cetera, et cetera. That was the fake, listeners. If you guessed that was the fake, I would be impressed, first of all.
Yeah.
And good for you.
Because it's not outrageous. Like, that's not even far out to be like, yeah, he didn't put in enough effort. Whereas, like, your mother-in-law coming over and, like, being like, go clean while I hold your baby is, like, outrageous.
It's, like, that's insane. Yeah. So, yeah, all the, so there's always, if you're new listening to the podcast, one of four of our stories is fake and it's generated by ChatGPT and our little brains. So this week's episode is going to be so good. We have some fire stories for you guys tonight. Like, fire. Only the best for you two.
Honestly. Oh, great. We had to bring the heat.
Got a sober in this. Literally.
We had to bring the heat.
We had to bring the heat. I was like, we got to bring drama.
Well, I'm not. I'm 0-0 right now. I'm out of time.
Yeah, nowhere to go but up.
True. You still can guess this week's episodes. Which one's the fake?
Take your better greens. Make sure you get your greens. Go to betterdays.com. Use code InternetFrenzy10 at checkout and make your life way better. Cheers. Internet Frenzy. Electric love, so trendy. Bites in this, we're blending. One click, no pretending. Let's go. So the theme for this week is secret lives revealed.
Oh boy.
AOC gonna be fire.
It's gonna be hard to tell the difference of what's real and fake, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
Some crazy secret lives.
Yes.
I will just say there are certain categories wherein I go like hunting for stories. Yeah. I just fall into the deepest rabbit holes. This was one of them. I was like looking at stories yesterday. During my lunch hour, there was a story that I found. I'm not going to share it because it was too long, but like, you can find things on Reddit.
Jill found the story that was literally just the updates alone where it took him 30 minutes to read.
Oh.
And normally, like, there's been times where we have read really, really long stories before, but it takes like 3 hours and we're like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we found the good ones, but anyway, the point is that, yeah. You could go for days finding all the times that people just are secretive, shady characters and they just live their lives that way and until somebody finds out.
I am so excited.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
It's going to be so good. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, so I'm going to start us out. So this is from the subreddit Confession. This was posted 13 days ago. I, 34M, house sit for other people with the specific goal of going through their things.
What?
That's crazy.
It's nosy.
34M. So,
yeah.
34-year-old dude.
Someone's not getting paid, so. Say that, by the way.
Joe, how old are you again? Just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's 30s, right? So, that's right.
So I've been a house sitter dog watcher for a number of years. It's truly easy money. I'm excellent at what I do. Odds are your place will be cleaner than when you left for your vacation or work trip. I'll collect your mail and organize it by the date it was delivered. Wash all the towels and bed sheets. Never have guests over, etc., etc. However, unknown to you and every person who has let me house sit, I am going to go through your things. Specifically, your clothes. Mainly just your clothes. I'll open and go through every closet and open and go through all your drawers. Dresses, suits, bathing suits, sweaters, pants, skirts, underwear, scarves, jackets, hats. You own it, I'm going to take a look. If I really like something, if it really catches my eye or gets my heart going, I'll try it on. I'll stand in front of your mirror and see how it fits me. I'll wear it around the house and see how it feels.
especially if you're a married woman. For some reason, your things in particular, I love to look through and wear. Yes, the thrill is doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. And the thrill of possibly getting caught in your sexiest outfit. But mainly, if you thought it was nice enough to buy and wear, I want to see why. When I'm done, I'll fold it back up or hang it exactly how I found it. You'll never know. How do I know? Because you've asked me to house sit again and again and again. It started when I was back in high school. My friends would have a party, and when everyone was outside, I'd go upstairs and see what their mom had tucked away. Then I'd try it on to see how it looked. The folded back and put away like nothing ever happened. Then I started house sitting and found out I could have free reign and not have to sneak around. I'm sure this all sounds incredibly creepy and like a breach of trust. I'm not looking for advice. Just wanted to get it off my chest. Looking back, it does feel wrong. So I regret it now.
Like, imagine you're like, you like forgot something at home and he like, you come in and he's just like, oh, he's like, how did that get there? It's like that Tobey Maguire. He's like, yes, how did that get there?
How did that get there?
I would literally have a panic attack if I walked in and saw my house sitter, who's a male, in my underwear, in my bra, in heels, in front of my mirror.
Could you imagine? Like think Isaiah, he house sits for us all the time. You come back and he's just like in like one of your like slit things.
How old is Isaiah again?
Is he
34?
20.
So why post it to Reddit? Like what in the world?
That was the subreddit was just confession. So it's like some people post just to clear the air. Yeah, to put it out there into the world.
I have two things. The first one is like some people have cameras in their house.
Yes.
I say like whether for their dog, whether for their baby, or just like they have a camera system or whether inside here.
Anyway. It's like $20. Like a lot of them are so cheap.
So like, we have one for
a
dog.
For our dog.
And it's like $18 and it's super easy. And it you can hear sound like. Even if it's in like a different room, they can hear them opening drawers. It's like you will get caught doing this eventually. And number two is that like sometimes you're gonna wear the wife's gonna wear their clothes and it's like, why does it smell like a man? That's like it smells like someone else's cologne or something like that. I don't know. And then I guess a third thing too, I'll probably be seeing this guy at my work at some point. So
yeah,
maybe arguments?
Yeah. He probably already is there. You should ask. Do you post on Reddit?
What, 34? Yeah. Well, right, with it.
Okay, that's crazy you mentioned the first option was the cameras because literally the first comment is, dude, cameras are like $20. You're 100% getting caught one of these days. That's literally word for, is this you?
Is this Ryan?
Are you Agador Spartacus?
Dang it. We found your burner.
It's my stupid life, actually. Yeah, it's my confession.
We're addicted to commenting on
that. Yeah.
Hey, well, there's worse addictions. So I'm okay with that one.
Facts.
Like the guy in this story. That was a way worse image.
Yeah, this is terrifying.
And like, just think about somebody that's in their early 30s that you know. Like, what if they're secretly a creep like that?
This guy has to be single, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, but no. Like, if you watch enough 2020, you see there's the guys that seem normal that are actually like not normal.
That's true. There's a lot of married men out there that are like serial killers and the wife had no idea. Or, dude, what about the one where... I'm so sorry, I'm blanking on her name, but the dad kidnapped his own daughter right before she turned 18, had her in her basement, and he tortured her and had children with his daughter.
Oh.
And the mom never knew. She was right upstairs the entire time. She thought her daughter got like abducted. You never
she did
this?
Have I ever seen this?
And she escaped because she pretended that one of her kids was dead and rolled him up into a carpet and said, take him out. And he never listened to her, but this one time he did. And she trained that little boy that when you get into the truck and he drives off, you're going to roll out of the carpet and jump out.
This was a movie, right?
Yeah.
Called Room or something.
I don't know, but it's a true story.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen that scene where she rolls him up into the carpet.
Yes.
And tells him to do that. But that's,
yep, that's terrifying. That's the story based on a true story. That's the movie based on a true story. I know it's so sad. But anyways, it's like, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I do get the vibe that this is a single male, though. I do get that.
Giving me Chicken Man vibes from Toy Story 2. Chicken Man vibe. You know, the guy that dresses up in the chicken?
Yeah,
but he's giving me that, like, that's obsessed with these toys. He's like, yeah, I need to take him to Japan. Like, just super, like, creepy off the whole time.
Oh, I see that. I so see that. That dude was really gross in the movie.
Oddly specific. Sure. if this person is dating someone, you know they're trying on their clothes too.
Fact.
No.
I would. I don't know what I would do. I mean, it's.
And that's why I never told you.
Yeah, I was like, if I saw that, it would be over. Would it be over?
Yeah, that's too creepy.
Yeah, it would have to be.
It's not weird when like a girl tries on like a
male. I was gonna say, that's called life. Yeah.
I wear his clothes all the time, and I look hot. He looks hot in my clothes too, but
you've never seen me.
So I have Halloween.
We don't have cameras.
Actually, Ashlyn's shirt right here. No, it's like wearing right now.
Okay, well, that was my story.
This one comes from True Off My Chest. Throw away for obvious reasons. I'm a C-level exec at a major company. Live in a house most people would call a dream. From the outside, everything looks fine. And in most ways, it is. But I've been carrying this secret for most of my life, and I honestly don't know what to do with it anymore. I shoplift regularly. It started when I was a kid. We were extremely poor. Sometimes no dinner poor. I stole because I had to. A box of pasta here, a loaf of bread there. At some point, it becomes second nature. I got good at it, and that made it easier to justify. But now, I don't need to steal anything. I haven't in decades. I could buy anything I take 100 times over. And still, I do it. It's become something I do without really thinking. Kind of a compulsion. If I see an easy opportunity, something small enough to go unnoticed, I take it. Carmelo bars, socks, a kitchen thermometer, a pair of sunglasses. Sometimes bigger things like cologne or tech accessories if I feel like it's low risk. It's not about thrill or rebellion. I don't get a rush from it like I used to. It's more like scratching an itch I can't seem to get rid of. I tell myself I'll stop, but I never do. I'll go a few weeks and then find myself slipping something into my jacket pocket without even fully realizing I've decided to do it. And afterward, I feel disgusted, embarrassed. Not because of what I took. It's never about the item, but because I don't know why I can't stop. I have so much to lose. My wife would be devastated. My career would be over. And yet the behavior continues. I haven't told anyone, not a friend, not a therapist, not even my wife. I've thought about it 100 times, but I can't bring myself to say it out loud. It sounds so pathetic and so small, like something a teenager does for attention. But for me, it's a real problem, one I've never dealt with because on paper, my life is successful. I don't know why I'm writing this now. Maybe I'm hoping someone out there understands, or maybe I just needed to get it out of my head. Anyway, that's it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for this guy, Loki. Like, that's crazy.
Oh. He needs to tell someone, and he needs to go to therapy. You can't just keep stealing.
Well, it sounds like it's an addiction at this
point. 100%.
Like, I feel like he's judging himself more harshly than, like, his wife would. Because, like,
yeah,
he explained this to his wife. She might be like, okay, that's crazy. And that's, like, obviously she would be hurt by it, I think.
Yes, but, and concerned.
Mm-hmm. But I think after all the, like, years you've built together, like, she would be understanding. She would understand that, like, that's a you problem. Like,
yeah,
you have an addiction. You need help.
Yeah.
For it. I don't know.
She could, like, logically reason with him, I think. Because she's, like, outside of it. And he definitely, like you said, I just feel like there's a lot of shame associated with it for him right now.
Well, 100%.
Yeah.
So he said he's a C-level executive at a major company. So this is a guy that's got like a 500 G's a year salary plus. Like,
he's killing me to steal.
C-level exec. Like, yeah, man, he's got it made in the shade.
Oh.
So, and he's out here, like, what do you say? Socks? A Carmelo candy bar.
It's getting expensive. Yeah.
Like, he's like, it's like,
snap,
it's.
These add up, okay?
It just sounds so asinine that, like, these are things that he buys without even thinking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, without a second thought, but he steals them impulsively.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad, though, too, because, like, I feel like part of it's a little bit of trauma from his childhood. That's where, like, he developed the habit, and it doesn't sound like he, like, wants to necessarily, or he isn't. And he's stealing socks, and he sounds like he's like a millionaire. His humongous mansion, you know, like kids, wife, all the good things that, you know, people want in a successful life. And so it sounds like it's kind of like just a straight impulse thing that he had taught his brain long ago that he can't unteach as easily without therapy or something like that. And second of all, I just think of like the embarrassment that would happen. Like, say if he gets arrested for stealing, you know, 2 packs of socks or something like that. He's a millionaire, like executive of some company, something like that. Getting arrested for stealing $10 worth of stuff, it's just like, it just seems weird. Like, it's just such like a backwards thing. And
yeah,
like his family finding out in that way would be horrible. It's be like, dad's arrested for stealing this, like, we got money, like, what the heck? Like,
yes,
it's like he could
he could make restitution for everything that he's ever stolen in his life.
Yeah.
And be just fine. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just thinking, do you think that his kids have ever seen him steal, like, growing up, like, no. at the store?
Sorry. I don't.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Because my thought was, like, what I wonder if one of his little boys or whatever growing up saw him do, like, little things like that every once in a while. And I wonder if he's, like, kind of the kids are carrying on the tradition kind of thing. Or at least one of them. Like, do you think one of them has a similar addiction? This is, like, me really jumping through hoops. But
yeah, but why?
I'm just curious.
I'd say the kids are less likely because they grew up with money, I think. Like, he did it out of necessity. They would just do it just copying. I think it's less likely. But
that's
definitely possible, though.
That's a good point.
But let it, I don't think they have everything they need and they could ever want.
Yeah, they're not going hungry. Like, that's literally what he says is, at some point, it became second nature because he started with, like, a box of pasta or a loaf of bread.
Okay.
Could you imagine? I mean, this guy, growing up in poverty, walks into the store and is like, I'm freaking starving. He's, mm-hmm. like, looking at a pack of Twinkies. He's like, dude, I need that. I'm too hungry.
Twinkies.
Like, I'm just going to take that out back. I'm going to kill that right now. And, yeah, so it comes from a place of, like, almost human instinct. Like, I need to stay alive.
Yeah.
I need food to eat.
Like,
so that's where, like, the compulsiveness came from, but he never got rid of it. And I cannot fathom, like, being in that position and trying to explain that to someone. Like, talk about feeling misunderstood. They'd be like, dude.
You have to be very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is your malfunction?
Yeah.
Buy the socks.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, and the wife may understand more just because she's going to know his, like, back story and stuff, but. Yeah, that's basically what the comments are saying. It's like, dude, get help.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad always said that light is the best antiseptic. So, like, when you're hiding something and in the dark, and, like, when you're in your room afraid of, like, the sound you're hearing and it's dark, you don't know what's going on. But when you turn on the light, you can see it's just a few papers rustling. Aww. So when you, like, shine light on a problem like this, like, you realize you're not going to feel, like, as much shame, I guess.
Yes.
Because people are going to be like, you need help. Like, this is not. You know, but I don't think it would be as much associated with shame if he just opened up about it.
I love that. That's beautiful.
I'm pretty sure I just, you know, I'm going to take that from your dad. Pretty sure I'm going to use that for the rest of my life. Light is the best antiseptic.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Joe's super into, like, light. What's your favorite scripture here?
Yeah, well, it's in Doctrine and Covenants 88. Therefore, sanctify yourselves that your minds become single to God, for the day shall come and you shall see him. Veil his face unto you. And essentially, it's the next verse talks about how if your mind is single to the glory of God, your whole body will be filled with light. There shall be no darkness in you. And that body which is filled with light comprehendeth all things.
Yeah.
So
that's so good.
Super cool stuff. I love all of that. Like, the symbolism in the scriptures of, like, light and dark can't coexist. Like, light is, like, the only silver bullet, the only answer. So super fitting. Love it.
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of been trying the same strategy to get over his entire life.
Yes.
And my thing is, like, it's kind of like, I believe it's an Einstein quote. It's like, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and hoping for different results. And I think that's kind of what he's doing. I think he's just like, I'll willpower and this will go away. And really, it's like, it's not. Like, obviously, it's very clearly not working. That's not what your body needs. Or something that's not what your mind needs. So I think just go do some change. Like, go to a therapist. Yeah, that would be the number one thing, probably.
Yeah.
It's like, they'd probably think you're, like, less crazy than anyone else you could tell, being completely honest. They've heard everything, but or just make some sort of change, like it's some big change to be able to get a different result. So actually, just doing the willpower thing, I think a lot of people do that, whether it's addiction or just things like that. They hope that with time it'll go away, but I'm like, it hasn't gone away yet with time, so it's just kind of, I don't have a false hope at that point. But
so true.
Big facts. That's a big theme of our household. Willpower, not a thing. You gotta be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly, you got to process through kind of what's going on the inside. And that's taken us years of therapy and stuff. So
yeah,
I dig that. This is a good comment. It says, I appreciate the honesty here. It takes guts to admit something like this. You're not a bad person. You're someone with a deeply ingrained coping mechanism. Doesn't excuse it, but it explains it. If you ever do decide to tell someone, pick someone safe who won't judge. You deserve to find peace from this.
Mm. Wow.
The internet's not prone to being understanding, so I'm glad that there's some
people
there that are like, thanks for your honesty.
Yeah, I was imagining him just getting flamed by everyone.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's people who are like, dude, this girl. No,
so then there's this comment.
Like, dude, you're an R word.
Oh, man. There's the wolfie now, the whooper.
I can't imagine the compulsion to do something like that. I'm such a rule follower. Like, I tried to shoplift one time. And I learned my lesson so intensely.
What? I didn't know
I think this. I told you this story.
I forgot.
Look, it's going to be a short one.
Tell it to me.
So, what I was going to steal, I'll give you a hint. See if you can guess.
Candy bar.
No. Mm. It's one of Isla's favorite things in the world. So, when I was probably like her age, 4 or 5.
Oh, you were young. That's
no, I was. I was juicy. I was just a little guy. I wanted some Ninja Turtle Band-Aids.
Oh, she loves Band-Aids, not Ninja Turtle Band-Aids.
Yeah, I wanted these Ninja Turtle Band-Aids so bad. And my dad said no. And he usually said yes to everything. But he said no this time. And I was like, remember looking at him and like, just like, I want these and trying to put them in my pants. And he turned around in the aisle and he saw me trying to put them in my pants. And he came up to me and I was, you guys wouldn't know this, but it's raised by just my dad. It's just him and I. Very bachelor pad style. He came up to me and he was like, but you're going to go to jail. You tried to steal these. You're going to go to jail and be really scared. It's going to be cold and dark. And I just like, no. Started crying. Aww. Took them out. Learned my lesson. Never going to try to take something that doesn't belong to me. I've never shoplifted since.
Wow.
What learned?
It was one of those things where seeing the story, I was just like, that is insane to think. Somebody that's got it made, it's like, I just have to take it. I'd love to have a conversation with them too. Like, I wonder if it is the same thing if he goes to somebody's house and they have stuff, like, he would be trying to take their stuff, or is it just like commercialism, big business, capitalism that he hates? I don't know.
He's just not wearing their clothes, I guess.
Yeah, true. Steal my freaking whatever. Just don't wear my panties. I'm ready for my story if you're ready.
I've been ready.
So this is from True Off My Chest. My late husband's best friend confessed he's been waiting for me. I feel confused, not flattered. I'm a 38-year-old widow and mother of an 11-year-old boy. My husband passed away 3 years ago in a car accident. His best friend, let's call him Jay, has always stayed around helping with errands and occasionally checking in, even helping my son with his homework when I couldn't. A few nights ago, after we had a glass of wine in the kitchen while my son was asleep, he confessed he's been in love with me for years. He said he didn't speak when my husband was alive out of respect, but now believes maybe we're meant to be. I was stunned. This is someone I trusted like a brother. I didn't know how to respond. A part of me feels guilty for not immediately pushing him away, and another part of me feels even guiltier for wondering what if. I feel emotionally overwhelmed. I don't think I'm ready for anything. But I also haven't felt desired or emotionally supported in so long. I don't know what to think. I guess I just needed to share this somewhere anonymously. Thanks for reading if you made it this far.
Okay.
Okay, well, the dude's into you, so.
I have to say, she called him like a brother and that. I'm like, it's getting over, dude.
Yeah.
Like, don't stop trying. Like, that's the worst.
Brother is worse than a friend. Like, you're like a friend to me. It's like, you are like a brother to me. That's like.
That's just even more off limits.
I know.
Like, ugh.
That's like even worse.
Can you imagine how you feel? You're like, your husband said, and then he comes to you, and you think, like, you have this great relationship, and you're so grateful. And then he's like, I've been in love with you. Like, that's just trust broken. I don't.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh.
Well, wait. She said 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like, she says, I'm not ready. 3 years.
Would you be ready in 3 years if I died?
We don't have to think about that. So I die. If I died and you weren't remarried in 3 years, I'd be like haunting you. I'd be like,
marry my best friend. Not the end.
Like, literally, go. What are you doing by yourself?
Go he has money. Go to him.
Yeah.
Do we feel like she's low key like egging him on at all though?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Like they're having wine together at night, right?
Yeah, that's not. Is that like a brother sister thing, too?
I don't think so. Is it?
I know he's not seeing it that way, which is just,
yes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Maybe it was the wine that invited him.
Ooh, the little feeling.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though, is we're talking 3 years after. It's not like he's like a month after the guy's buried and he's like, hey, so me and you.
Yeah,
right.
Like 3 years is a long enough time. He's involved with the family.
Yep.
Maybe she's giving him the googly eye sometimes after she drinks the wine, too. Like,
That's true, yeah.
You never know, but like, when is she going to be ready? And who's the right person?
Yeah, because I don't know if it's him.
No, yeah. I agree that I just, like, it would have been different if feelings, like, grew over time. Like,
yeah.
Said, like, 3 years is kind of a long time to, like, process grief and move on. It would have been different, but the fact that he was like, I've loved you when you were married, that's a little red flag-ish.
True.
I don't know. That's a little creepy. He should have just left that out and talked.
Yeah, I would not have said that. Brother, no. Then it just makes her question his intentions, even when he come over, what is his husband? Like,
yeah.
Why do you attend my husband's funeral? Is it because you're best friend or is it because me or something like that? Oh. Just a, like, cleanup crew here or something. But
oh, that's icky. Like, this swooped me away.
Yeah. And, like, the only reason he told me is out of respect. And I'm just like, that doesn't sit right with me. You know, just like, I didn't tell you I loved you because of respect. I'm like, but that's just something you don't do at all. Like,
yeah, you shouldn't be.
With someone, like, don't confess your love to that. Just like, stop. A blatant thing you don't do. Not just like, you know, I respect your husband, so I won't do that. It just kind of sounds like he's being held back by her.
But right.
I'm like, that's not how.
That's my other question is, has he been single this whole time?
Ooh.
Like,
that's a good question. I feel like, yeah, I'm feeling like he's like a divorced guy.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. And he's been divorced for like 10 years.
Or he's perma-single. Maybe he's the guy that's never been married and just like finally shooting a shot because his best friend died and the girl of his dreams is finally single for 3 years.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Just based on the comments and her response to all the comments, I don't think, one, she's ever going to take him. And two, she just is like, I just need time. I need time. I don't know how I feel about this. And it's kind of like, if you don't know how you feel about it, that's kind of your answer.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're just lonely. And I think he's the only guy that's shown interest in the past 3 years. And it's comfortable. Like, he's someone that's been comfortable. And now it's uncomfortable. But
so this one has to do with the secret life being exposed. But the guy with the secret, he dies. So that's my little plug. But just so this one comes from, am I the asshole? The title is, would I be the asshole for refusing to raise my husband's affair children now that he and the woman he cheated with passed away?
Oh, man. I don't know. Is that all that we need here?
Literally, though. So this is layers. There's updates. So we're diving in.
I beg your finest pardon?
Yes.
Excuse me?
What's it called?
An orphanage?
You go into an orphanage. See, or what's it called? Child Protective Service?
Yes, yes.
Look at me. I'm your lifeline. I will help you.
I would not.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Sorry for using a new account. I know that's a red flag, but I don't want to risk my old Reddit account. My 45F husband, 49M, of 23 years, had an affair with a 20-year-old girl since 2020. I found out this year when his affair partner gave birth to twin boys in March. Obviously, we were going to divorce. We've been hashing things out since. It's been a lengthy process due to some properties in common, and we needed to get an accountant since he used the shared account for his affair.
Oh.
Finally, things seemed to be getting close to the end when both my husband and the woman he cheated with were killed in a car crash. By some miracle, the twin babies were not harmed in the crash. Now, they are orphaned and neither set of grandparents can take them in permanently. My husband's parents are both in assisted living. He has no siblings and the only aunt that could take them refuses. She's been child-free her whole life. On the woman's side, I'm not sure the details in full, but her parents are also not able to be involved long-term, and the one sister she has lives overseas. Since we were still married and he had not updated his will, all his assets are set to pass to me and our two children. I'm not callous enough to leave those babies with nothing, so I agreed to let whoever is their legal guardian have the remaining balance in the shared account, about $25,000 in savings. The issue is no one wants to take them in. Now, my in-laws are pressuring me to take them in and raise them. The issue is I don't want to at all. I wouldn't love them, and I don't want to be the evil stepmother. But I know a big part of me will always have a level of resentment towards them. I'll probably favor my own children.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Understandable.
Yeah.
It's not their fault, but I truly love my husband, and I thought we were happy before I found out about the affair. We have two daughters, 14 and 16. Obviously, we had disagreements, but never insulted each other before. Then I found out about the affair, and he began calling me names and blaming me for his cheating. He became abusive and even tried to kick me out of the house, my childhood home that is not shared property for the record. I'm also raising teenagers alone now. I don't have the energy to raise babies anymore. My daughters hate their baby brothers. I tried to get them to spend time with their dad as we were divorcing, but they refused. Since this was all found out because of the babies, there wasn't really a way to sugarcoat the situation, and they are also too old to really get away with it. Most of my friends agree it's not my place to care for those children, but my in-laws, the affair woman's parents, and my mother want me to raise them. I know my mom is just having grandkids fever, but it hurts to not have her support.
Yeah.
I have to make a decision by next week or the boys will be going into foster care. At the moment, they are temporarily placed with their maternal grandparents. I feel horrible, but I'm very sure I can't take them in. Would I be the a-hole if I refuse to take them in?
I am so upset with the maternal grandparents.
Yeah, that is a lot of nerve.
Like, okay, in-laws, you can take your freaking grandkids.
You're taking care of them right now.
Keep them. They're yours. That is your blood. It's not hers at all.
Mm-hmm. But, and you know, you when they say maternal, you know who they're talking about.
The mom's parents.
No, the affair, the affair woman parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
No, the mom of the two boys' parents.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
The dead 20-something.
The mom. The mom's parents. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yes.
Mom's parents of the children.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Yeah, of the cheaters. The cheater kids is what they are.
That's hard. I just, being completely honest, she does have no obligation to take care of them. Like, she's not related to them in any way. Like, they were done behind her back. Like, I've heard stories of wives that do take care of them, and I have massive respect for them. But also, it's like her other children hate them.
Yeah,
her own children hate them. She would hate them, things like that. Not because she's a bad person, but just because like there's no way to disassociate like the her horrible husband who like verbally and threatened things and abused her and stuff. But like, it just I think if it would remind her of that and remind her own kids of how much they hate their own dad and just like don't take them in, like he would be much happier in a different home.
100%.
Right.
He has hurt her enough and her family. There has been enough there, and to add on to that, he died, and so now her own children don't have a father anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's like that is way too much. The in-laws need to take the kids, and if they can't, I 1000% believe those kids would have a better life with a different family. I would hope. I have heard horror stories about Child Protective Services, and they go into terrible families. So, like, I don't know. All I know is this woman needs to heal.
Yeah. Here's my pick.
Yeah, you know.
It's not these babies' fault that their parent, that their dad was a jackass, and that literally, that, you know, and their 20-year-old mom was also responsible, obviously, but, like, really young. I don't know. It's just, it makes me sad because it's not these babies' fault, the sins of the father, not their truths. And so, or like, the mistakes of their father, not their mistakes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I feel bad. I understand if you can't take them. There's so many people, Ryan and I talk about this all the time. There's so many people wanting to adopt babies.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I understand it, but I don't know how I feel about little girls like hating their baby brothers. I'm like, it's not, they're innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent.
That's, I was going to make a comment on that, but they are also 14 and 16-year-old girls who just had their dad die.
Yeah.
And she did.
And so they hated him before anyway. They were super mad at the dad. They didn't want anything to do with him when they found out about the affair, but then he died. Mm-hmm. So 14 to 16-year-old girls hate anyone and everything.
That's true.
So, true.
So it's not like they need an excuse. And the babies, we'll find out in one of the updates, which I was going to brace you guys. There's a lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, obviously, if something just, if you need to say it, say it. But there's a lot, so.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Small update where it starts. This is update number one. Hey, everyone. This blew up far more than I thought, and I appreciate the well wishes from my girls, the boys, and myself. Also, for the amount of lovely people offering to see about giving the twins a good home. I might not be their mother, but it does touch me and makes me glad there's so many good people out there. After thinking carefully and speaking to my lawyer, reading responses, doing research, etc., I plan to speak to the grandparents tomorrow and refuse to take legal guardianship of the boys. I will let them know of the usernames of people that offered meeting for private adoptions or fostering, but my daughters are my top priority. It'll be up to the twins' grandparents to decide if they'll proceed with adoption, keep them, or turn them to the state. I wish I had the mental capacity to be the person to do this, but I have two girls that are going through a lot and they need my full attention. I'll also be talking to the lawyers to figure out if the boys have any inheritance claim properly. If they do, I'll separate it and leave it to the lawyers to do what they need to do for them to have access when it's best. If they don't, I'll find a way to ensure they have access to the $25,000 I was going to give them since the beginning. I won't do more, however. My moral compass might be biased, but I don't believe I'm obligated, neither morally nor legally, to do more than what the word of the law says. I can't help everyone, and I shouldn't have to. I have two girls that lost their father, two girls that need therapy, two girls just about to get to college. They've gone through enough without seeing their mother favor the children of their father's mistress. Big facts.
I'm liking where this update's going.
Yeah.
So I'm okay so far.
So here's the second update. Hey, everyone. So as I said two nights ago, I went yesterday to speak to the twins' grandparents. I explained my position and refused to take guardianship of the boys. My mother-in-law almost slapped me when I said that, but thankfully this was all done in a public place and my father-in-law stopped her. The maternal grandparents kept pleading for me to raise them since they didn't want to lose them. I kept saying no, and when they called me selfish, I lost it. I told them to their face that the only selfish people in this mess were them and their son and daughter. Their son, my husband, for cheating and then making the divorce hell on me and my girls, and their daughter because she was a beep that went after a married man twice her age. I told them if I heard from them again, I would request a cease and desist. I also informed my parents-in-law that they won't have access to my daughters for the foreseeable future. I'll explain why in a bit. We were at a restaurant, but I didn't stay for the meal. I also sent an email to my lawyer so he can ensure CPS that any agency involved in the welfare of the twins is aware I'm not going to be their guardian or be involved. Then I sent an email to my in-laws with all the usernames and websites from people here in Reddit that have offered to do interviews for the twins' adoption. I won't be involved beyond this point, so please, as lovely as it is, I can't help you if you are interested in the boys. Yesterday was the end of my involvement. As for why my in-laws won't see my girls, I spoke to my daughters and decided to find out more about their thoughts before I went to meet the grandparents. My youngest refused to speak to me, which I found very out of place for her. My oldest then asked for just the two of us to speak. That's when she explained that my in-laws had been going on about how the girls need to get ready to go to public school instead of their private school and get jobs right out of high school since I will have to provide the twins with private schooling and college money. Apparently, they also were told to start moving their stuff to a shared room. My girls have separate rooms since the twins need more space. This was not known to me, mostly because that would never happen. Apparently, my in-laws have been basically bullying the girls because the babies take priority. Yeah, that's not happening. I told the girls that their grandparents have no say in where they go to school, their college funds, or how the rooms are set in our house. Also, that I do agree they could use a part-time job during college and maybe a scholarship, but their tuition will be paid. I told them not to blame the babies for the stupidity of the adults. They told me they understand, but they still don't want to interact with their brothers for now. That for now part gives me hope they'll get through things. For now, we're going to do some changes in the house. The girls and I both don't like there's still an office space that my husband used. We're going to make it into a gaming room for all of us. I plan to take down some pictures that have my husband in them and put them in albums for the girls. We just want to make the house more ours. I have to just quickly say, a mom and a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old daughter, not the prototype for changing an office into a gaming station.
Oh, well, for sure. I know. I was thinking like beauty spa or something cool along those lines.
Yeah.
Good for them.
They're like, Raleigh, we're going to play Fortnite, the three of us. As for people wondering why my girls wanted nothing to do with their father, my daughters were the ones that discovered the affair and told me when my husband took them to meet the twins at the hospital. He had asked them to keep it a secret, but my girls told me. After that, my husband began treating them horribly, too. He burnt all bridges with the girls.
They are fascinating.
Trying to blame them?
Yeah.
Like, so the mom didn't know he was having an affair. He told it to the girls first. It was like, hey, here's your baby brothers, by the way. Oh, don't tell your mom?
Yeah.
And are you kidding me right now?
He's like, come meet your baby brothers. This is so exciting. And there's just, like, some other lady just, like, laying in the hospital bed.
Hey.
That would be so traumatic.
So traumatic.
So confusing. So wrong.
That provides a little bit of context as to why they don't want any interaction with their brothers. Yes. I understand that now because that was like, that's a traumatizing like memory. Like, just your dad being like, oh, by the way, here's your brothers with not your mother, like, you know.
And, like, giving birth, like, that type of intimacy, it's so, that's, like, the big, like, that's how they find out their husband's cheating. Is that, that's, like,
kids are like, hey, mom, dad just picked us up from school, and then we went and found out that we have two little brothers. Did you know he was cheating on you?
Oh.
Yeah, how do you even bring that up to your mom?
Crazy.
Mom, I got some bad news.
Yeah.
Dad got another girl pregnant, and they just had twin boys together. We just met them.
I would literally.
Like a prank almost. Like, that's crazy.
Literally.
Like, man, dude's 40 years old. What dude's really 10 years old, like, acting like that, in my opinion. But
I think, yeah, and himself. I he probably gets it from his parents. Like, they see, I bet they knew. I bet they knew the whole time.
Oh.
He was having an affair. Because the way that, like, when would they have time to talk to his daughters? They're like, oh, by the way, you need to get ready so your brothers can move in. And, but, like, how, I can't even imagine my grandparents saying that to me. Like, being like, by the way, you're less important than your brothers.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That's, like, so heartbreaking. I don't know.
This is so heartbreaking.
It's just a case of
facts to the woman.
Yes. Yeah.
And it just is so obvious that people are like, they can only see the world from their perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, grandma and grandpa, they just got two new grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Right. So in their mind, how do they even separate this 16-year-old, 14-year-old girl that are their grandchildren from their son? And their other grandchildren from their son that are now brand new, that they're in their mind, they're thinking these kids are, they could get, just get thrown to the wolves.
Yeah.
You could understand why they would be like, no, like, don't let that happen. They also live in assisted living. So they're like, they're not capable of taking care of themselves, oh, let alone taking care of the two new babies.
Yeah.
But it is, it's okay. Still effed up.
I forgot about that.
It's not cool that they're like, yeah, you guys move your rooms in together. Your guys' lives are going to change because these babies, it just, is glaringly obvious that they're just seeing it from their own perspective.
Right. Well, I even get, like, sitting down and discussing it and being like, here's our point of view. We understand your point of view. These aren't your kids. These aren't, but, like, please, these are our grandchildren. They're brand new babies. Please, we don't want to be separated from them. But at the end of the day, we recognize it's not our call to make. Like, that's a situation like that, a conversation like that. So the woman could be like, you know what? I really appreciate you giving me, like, the benefit of the doubt and seeing things from my point of view. I'm not going to do that. I'm really sorry. But, like, if it could have been a conversation like that, they probably would have still had contact with their two girl grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not. And, they, like, I don't know.
They made it all about themselves because they weren't thinking about, like the thought of, like, why would, you know, my daughter-in-law want to take care of these babies?
They, yeah.
Like, why would, like, oh, why are my two granddaughters, like, why are they so opposed to this? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, their father had just died. They were, as he was aggressively divorcing my mom and taking it out on all of us. And your only thought is, oh, we got new grandkids, though. Just, like, they're grieving. They're in a horrible state of mind. They were before the death and even more after.
Yeah.
Let's use that. And your only thought process is, well, I just want grandkids. And the grandparents are also not thinking of these twins as well, because, like, their life would be horrible. Like, I don't think the mom's not a bad person, but also it's like, it makes sense why she would not give them favorable treatment or anything like that, because she didn't want to take them in the first place.
Yeah.
A new home with, like, people that want to adopt them, you know, people that want to, like, yeah, they're going to be good people, you know?
Like, she should just send them the Reddit post, and be like, here's all the comments that said, I'll take the babies.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. And they placed.
She brought receipts to her lawyer.
Yeah. Every couple I know that want to adopt a baby are just the most loving people, and they want a baby, and
yeah,
it's like, if I had to, like, give up my child or whatever, or my grandkids, whatever it may be, I definitely would be so grateful for someone that would want to adopt them.
I try to put myself in the shoes of OP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine if you got pregnant, it's different because obviously you wouldn't be able to hide it. Like, I'd find out when you're pregnant. It's not like you just surprised me with twins.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that thinks the good person in me would want to take care of that child. But I know on my bad days, I would look at that child and just be like, whoa, like, my wife violated me in the worst way. It's like, it's good. It's a good thing that she's not willing to take those kids.
Yeah, no. Twins, by the way.
Yes.
That's way worse.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old daughter at the same time, let alone adding two children who we find out are 5 months old. Those poor children, even if they get adopted into the very best home, their family history, they're going to come to find out one day when they get curious, they find out they're adopted, that they were born out of a adulterous relationship. Both of their parents died in a car accident when they were babies. That's brutal. Last update. There's some good news and some annoying news. The good news is the boys were safely retrieved by CPS from their maternal grandparents and will be placed in foster care until a permanent arrangement is made. I found out when it happened since their grandparents and my mother came to scream at me at work. In all honesty, I'm glad this happened at work and not at home. It's made me consider moving since I don't want my daughters exposed to any of this. An annoyance I had very soon after was getting a call about my inquiries into fostering and adopting. Apparently, my information was sent to CPS as someone interested in fostering the twins and eventually adopting. I immediately explained the situation between the grandparents and me, and the operator was speechless at first. She apologized for the situation and told me she would make sure I wasn't bothered about the process. I also got served this morning. My in-laws are suing for grandparents' rights. They are also suing for custody. Apparently, they are planning to leave their assisted living, which they really shouldn't, to buy a house that allows kids to get the twins back, and now also want custody of my daughters.
What?
That's insane.
You old people need to just stay in the home and play checkers.
Yeah, you die in a car crashes. I think, I'm going to be honest with you.
That's going to be the first thing we say.
Dude, what selfish grandparents this were.
Breathe. Nah, no way. No chance in hell that goes through.
That's what these granddaughters need, right? Just be fought over again. It's like,
yeah, those girls are just going to get in there and go full crazy mode and just stab the grandparents. And
oh.
I mean, really, though. 14 and 16-year-old grandkids, they get ripped away from their, not grandkids, daughters. I'm going to keep going. Yeah, they also want custody of my daughters. My personal lawyer immediately gave me some instructions I won't share to safeguard myself and my daughters for some risks during a possible custody battle. I just cannot imagine that she's going to have to go through a custody battle with her dead, cheating ex-husband's parents that have to leave assisted living.
Right after the whole...
Be so serious.
The judge just has to, see this case and just, die laughing, right? Seriously? You're joking. What?
What?
I have no words. It's the words aren't coming out because I'm so baffled by this situation. She had handled it as best as she could. Grandparents come in, they're like, we're going to destroy your peace. We're going to destroy everything that you've tried to work for. That's crazy to me.
So suddenly they can take care of the kids suddenly. Wow. I'm just amazing. And just oh, wow. You're putting forth the littlest effort. You're able to take care of these kids. Wow. But why is she going after hers now? I'm just leave her alone.
Still leaving the assisted living for me by itself.
Assisted living. That means they need help with going to the bathroom. You're going to go change diapers for the next 3 years for two kids?
There is four kids. Yeah, you got this.
My lawyer and I both suspect my in-laws want the girls to parentify them as caretakers for the twins since my in-laws have mobility limitations. It will be a cold day in hell before that happens. I don't see CPS placing the boys with them to begin with. So that's not super clear to me, but I think that the grandparents think that the daughters will become the caretakers for the children.
That's what I was going to say, is their plan to, because they clearly value their new grandbabies more than their old grandchildren. That was their plan. That's why they're suing for custody over them, is so that they can take care of the baby. Because they can't. They do. Is there disgusting? Yeah.
The parents take care of the grandparents as well, being completely honest.
100%.
Yeah.
What I said about the girls just ending them, it's not that unlikely at this point.
There's no way that case goes through. No way. Do not use an updated better.
No, I'm just going to keep reading the same update.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So
they got custody.
Update.
My daughters are gone.
Yeah. Not all is bad news. I'm starting therapy next week, and my oldest daughter is once again speaking about the colleges she wants to go to. We still haven't really talked about their father or have them agree to visit his grave. I myself haven't gone there, and I'm trying really hard to get used to not calling him my husband anymore. I had nothing to do with the funeral plans aside from paying bills, and from what I heard, his parents had the epitaph, devoted and beloved husband, father, and son, written on it.
Are you kidding me?
I find it a joke. I know it's bad to hold so much anger and resent, but as soon as I have time, I plan to change his tombstone. to remove husband and father. It might sound petty, but I refuse to speak well of a cheater and abuser just because he's dead. My daughters deserve better, and so did I. And for anyone complaining about me changing the tombstone, I paid for everything at the end. So stick your complaints you know where. I don't think I'll post another update until the whole mess with the grandparents' right lawsuit is resolved. So to the kind people that have sent support to me and my daughters, thank you so much. Maybe I'll have good news in the future, but for now I'm going back to my old Reddit account.
Well, I know that I have been looking forward to hearing which one you guys think was the fake. So I'm going to have you guys guess now. So first story we had.
Yeah, that wore their clothes, right?
Yep. First one was wore the clothes. My second one was my late husband's best friend convinced he's been waiting for me. Confessed he's been waiting for me. And then Joe's was that last story. And
the guy that steals.
And the guy that steals all the time.
If I were to guess one, I would say the one with the best friend and the dad dying. That's the one I would guess.
The best friend and the dad dying.
Like confessing. Yeah. That would be my guess.
Okay, so my second story.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
I thought it was maybe the pathological
Stealer.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay tuned for next week to hear which one was the fake. Super excited for you guys to find out. Comment on our social media. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We love hearing from you guys. And thank you to our podcast listeners. Thanks for the 5-star ratings, reviews. We love you. We appreciate you so much.
And thank you guys for joining us. It has been a bustle.
Crazy stories.
Internet frenzy on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Internet frenzy.
Love you guys. Bye.
Internet frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits, we're blending. One click, no pretending.